From NPR News, it's Day to Day. As we heard earlier in the program, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke went to Congress today and said the U.S. is not in a recession, but we do need some sort of economic stimulus if we want to avoid one. Congress is considering several options, and Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us now to help us sort through them. Nancy, what are the leading proposals at this point?
Alex, everybody and his brother has a solution for our economic problems. But broadly speaking, Democrats are in favor of measures that would give money to people who need it the most and would spend it right away. And I'm talking about possibly tax rebate checks of around $500 or temporary increases in unemployment checks, food stamps, or Medicaid benefits. Now, Republicans lean more toward tax incentives for businesses to help them create more jobs. There are also proposals to give state and local governments federal grants.
According to the financial experts, which of these options might be the most effective?
Yes, according to the financial experts, I did talk to a number of economists, and they're pretty divided at this point. One of them, Bernard Baumol, is managing director of the Economic Outlook Group. He likes the idea of that tax rebate check I mentioned of about $500. Now, he says we need to stimulate the economy right away, and that would be the fastest way to do it because it would get money in people's pockets, and of course, they would go out and spend it, we hope, helping various sectors of the economy.
Retailers, the service sector, people might be engaged in more traveling. You'd see the airlines, the lodging industry, leisure. You know, you have this effect where it spreads through the rest of the economy.
Okay, so that sounds like the quick fix. Are other economists thinking more long term?
Yes, they are. One of them is a guy named Mark Vittner. Now, he's the senior economist at Wachovia. And he says an economic slowdown or even a recession, believe it or not, would actually not be such a bad thing because it would cleanse us from our excesses, kind of like taking our medicine. Now, Vittner is in favor of tax cuts for corporations. He says maybe an investment tax credit would work. He says any money businesses saved on taxes would eventually be invested in capital equipment, which is used to make stuff.
I mean, it would be in machines that are used to produce other things. It would be in the steel industry, in the petroleum refining industry, and virtually anywhere within manufacturing of capital equipment.
Nancy, what other non-tax-based options are out there floating around for Congress to consider?
Well, I mentioned the possibility of federal grants for state and local governments, and the assumption is that money could be used for increased spending on infrastructure like highways and bridges, and that would create jobs.
Thanks so much. That's Nancy Marshall-Genzer of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace.